party this morning.
请您的车来，大家好吗？
Before we get started, I just want to let you ladies know I am the pastor of women's ministry for the big church, and we're having a fashion show. You are all invited to come, so the tickets are available over at the Resource Center. I'm just
wondering.
It's next Saturday.
这是下一个星期六。
Can I ask if you can turn, because I'm sure my face looks like that picture right there. So you might not want to see me reflecting that.
不是要把这个投影机关掉。
I thought today we would talk a little bit about the Ten Commandments.
今天我们会谈论十诫。
Raise your hand if you can say them all.
你如果能够记得十诫的所有的话，请你举起手。
Of course Jojo can say them all.
当然Jojo是可以这样说的。
You're not in small company. The majority of Christians cannot say all of the Ten Commandments.
你们如果不能说出来的话，你们并不孤单，因为其实大多数人都没办法说出来。
So I thought it would be a good time for us to just review them and see how they apply to our life.
所以我想可能今天是个好的机会，我们大家一起来看一看十诫是什么。
We're going to read about them in the book of Exodus chapter 19, if you want to look that up.
我们今天可以看出埃及记19章。
But in the meantime, while you're looking that up, I'm going to just give you some background.
那在此之前我给大家一点背景知识。
The Ten Commandments were written in 1250 and 1450.
这十诫大概是在公元前1250年到1450年左右。
And they were written to the Israelites.
这是写给以色列人的。
They were at the base of Mount Sinai.
他们是在西乃山的旷野。
And they had been there for 2 months.
他们在那边大概待了两个月时间。
This was 2 months after they escaped from Egypt.
这大概是他们逃离埃及以后的两个月的时间。
And God is continuing his plan to fulfill the plan, the covenant that he gave Abraham.
神其实是借着这个来继续他跟亚伯拉罕的约。
See, God promised Abraham that he was going to make him into a great nation.
神其实应许亚伯拉罕会把他成为一个大国。
And this was before Abraham went into Egypt.
这其实是在亚伯拉罕去埃及之前。
He went into Egypt with 70 people.
就以色列人进埃及的时候只有大概70个人。
And 400 years later,
400年以后,
While the Israelites were in Egypt for 400 years, 300 of them, they were in slavery.
以色列人在埃及待了400年，其中300年他们是为奴的。
When they left Egypt, there were 600,000 men that left Egypt.
当他们离开埃及的时候，有60万的男人。
So that didn't count the women and children.
其实还并不算这个女人还有小孩子。They
figured that if they counted all the people that left,
他们想如果他们数所有的人的话,
there would have been 2 million people that left Egypt.
大概会有200万人。That
is a lot of people.
这是好多好多人。So
God has made Abraham's covenant. Where he said he's going to make them into a great nation, he already started doing that.
其实神已经开始了他跟亚伯拉罕的约，他让他成为一个大国，他已经这样做了。
And now you've got 2 million people roaming around the desert.
现在有200万人在旷野，在那儿逛来逛去，出不来。They
started at the Nile Delta, and then they ended at Mount Sinai.
他们在尼罗河三角洲开始，然后停止在西乃山。So
that's like going from New York City to Washington D.C.
大概是从纽约城、纽约市到华盛顿特区这个距离。
And while they were there, they spent 11 months at this holy mountain.
他们在这个旷野的时候，大概花了11个月的时间在这样一个山上面。
We got to remember they're in a desert. They're in the wilderness.
我们要记得，他们其实在旷野，是在沙漠中。
It's infertile. It's barren. It's desolate.
旷野里面什么都没有，那很贫瘠。
There are harsh conditions that they're living in.
那其实生存的条件非常糟糕。
There's no other population there.
那边没有其他的人民。
There's no possibility to grow food.
也没有任何的可能去种一些食物。
And there is a possibility that there's wild animals roaming around.
可能会有些野生的动物。
But God provided for them.
但是神赐予他们食物。
God provided by giving them manna every day.
神每天赐给他们玛拿。
He miraculously kept them alive.
神很奇妙地把他们保持他们能够活下去。
By supplying their every need every day.
然后他们每天都供给他们每天的需要。
They never needed new clothes or new shoes.
他们也不需要穿新衣服、新鞋子。
And they totally relied on God.
他们完全的信靠神。
That in itself is a good lesson for us.
这件事情本身其实就是对我们一个很好的一个教训。
When we feel that we are in a time of need.
当我们感觉到我们好像是在一个需要什么东西的时候。
A time of wilderness in our life.
我们感觉自己生活在旷野中。
We can remember that God supplied the Israelites manna one day at a time.
我们记得神其实是供给以色列人每天只供给他一点点玛拿吃。
He didn't tell them, go get the manna all that you need for the week.
他并没有说你们去收取玛拿，然后你这样一个星期都不用去收取。
He said, I will supply you every day. Get what you need for today.
他说你就每天我都会供给你，只是供给你今天所吃。
And then he said, on the Sabbath, the day before the Sabbath, get what you need for today and tomorrow, because tomorrow I want you to rest.
圣日就星期天的前一天，他说你可以去拿两天的空，这样你星期天可以不用做工。
So it's important for us to remember, each day God gives us what we need.
所以我们很重要，我们要记得这个教训，就是神他会赐给我们每天的供应。
And we can rely on each day, God will supply our needs.
我们要可以信靠神，因为他每天都给我们的供应。
So they're at this mountain. This is a very important mountain.
这其实是一个非常重要的一座山。
It's a place where a lot of major things in history happened.
这就是在历史上很多很多重要的事件发生的地方。
It's a very important biblical site.
这是一个非常非常在圣经中很重要的一个地点。
Mount Sinai is considered the mountain of God.
这个西乃山就是被认为是一个神的山。
This is the same mountain that Moses saw the burning bush.
这就是同一座山，在那里摩西看到了燃烧的荆棘。
This is the same mountain where Moses struck the stone and the water came.
这是同一座山，摩西就击打了个石头，然后水就出来。
This is the mountain that Moses ascended to get to the Ten Commandments, to get the Ten Commandments.
这也是摩西得到十诫的那座山。
This is the mountain where God gave them the instructions for building the tabernacle.
这也是那座山上，神他会叫他们去怎么样去建造会幕。
So this is an important mountain, and God giving the Israelites the Ten Commandments is a very important event.
所以在这样一个地方，神给他们十诫，这是非常非常重要的一件事件。
God was going to show who He was through the people, the Israelites' people.
神他就来展现他是谁，然后通过跟他的以色列民来展现。
God considered them a special treasure, His holy people.
神他会把他们认为是非常非常宝贵的。
It wasn't by anything that they did, but it was by God's grace and mercy that He looked upon them as His holy nation.
这并不是因为以色列人做了什么，我们做了什么，而是因为这是神的怜悯和神的慈爱，还有他的公义。
So how do you go from being 2 million refugees wandering in the desert to being a holy nation, a holy people, a special treasure of God?
那你怎么样可以成为一个在旷野中的200万人，成为一个神的神圣的子民呢？国度？
God giving them the Ten Commandments was going to teach them how to become that nation.
神给了他们十诫，就告诉他们怎么样能够成为一个这样一个神圣的国度。
The Ten Commandments lays down God's spiritual laws and His moral code.
这十诫呢，其实是写出了神的他的主权，他的对我们的要求。
God's revealing His guidelines for holy living.
神就展现了怎么样能够过一个圣洁的生活。
God's commandments would lead this nation into a life of holiness.
所以神的这样的一个实践可以带领我们做一个过一个圣洁的生活。
And through them, all the other people in the world would see that He is the one and only God.
通过这些呢，世界上其他的人也能够看到神，他是一个圣洁的神。
So for God, this was a big deal.
所以要记得，这是一个非常非常重要的事情。
It is the most significant event in human history.
这是在人类历史上最重要的一件事情。
This is going to be a milestone, not in only the Israelites' life, but even in our own life.
所以不仅仅是在以色列人历史上的一个里程碑，也是在我们的生命中的一个里程碑。
It's a permanent memory, and it's going to be etched in their brains and carved into their hearts.
所以这会刻在他们的心板上，然后成为他们永恒的记忆中的一部分。
So we're going to read right now Exodus 19, just a few verses, to listen how God gave those Ten Commandments.
我们一起读出埃及记十九章，可能是二十章。
The Israelites here are standing at this holy mountain. And listen to what God does to make this day a big day.
So, Exodus 19?
Yeah. Are you going to tell them that this is a big day that God...
Yeah.
Okay. On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning with a thick cloud over the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain.Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace. The whole mountain trembled violently, and the sounds of the trumpet grew louder and louder. Then Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him.
所以出埃及记十九章，我们从十六节开始一起读。到了第三天早晨，在山上有雷轰、闪电和密云，并且脚声甚大，营中的百姓竟都发战。摩西率领百姓出营迎接神，都站在山下。西乃山全山冒烟，因为耶和华在火中降于山上，山的烟气上腾，如烧窑一般。遍山大大的震动，脚声渐渐的高而又高。摩西就说话，神有声音答应他。
So you see, this wasn't something where God just said, "Here are my Ten Commandments." This was a big event: thunder, lightning, trembling. All was going on just before God's voice.Voice spoke the Ten Commandments.
所以并不是仅仅的那么简单，就神就告诉我们十诫，而是其实又有闪电，又有冒烟，又有各种各样的密云，还有脚声，这样的一个很大的一个场景中。
Moses heard the Ten Commandments in God's own voice, and then later it was by the finger of God that those Ten Commandments were written on two tablets.
所以十诫其实是摩西亲自听到了神的声音，然后用他的手指在石头上面写下来。
These were very important messages from God.
这是一些非常非常重要的来自于神的信息。
But for circumstances we're not going to talk about, the Ten Commandments that God wrote by His finger were dropped.
我们可能没有办法直接去读神究竟写的是什么。
So then God called Moses back and he said, okay, I'm going to tell them to you, now you write them out.
所以神就告诉摩西说，好吧，我现在告诉你，然后你把它写下来。
And so God repeated the Ten Commandments to Moses and he wrote out.
然后神就跟摩西重复了十诫，然后摩西就把它写了下来。
We can read about the Ten Commandments in three places in the Old Testament.
我们在十诫在旧约中可以在三个地方找到。
It's found in two places in Exodus.
在出埃及记有两个地方可以找到。
And it's also found in the book of Deuteronomy.
在生命记也可以找到。
In the New Testament, Jesus repeatedly referred to the Ten Commandments.
在新约中，耶稣不断地提到了这个十诫。
On many different occasions, he would instruct, give sermons, speak to people, and respond to questions by using the Ten Commandments.
在耶稣在传道、在跟别人教训的时候，他会不断地提到十诫中的一些。
Often he would use those in parables or sermons.
他也会在他的讲道和他的预言中会提到十诫的内容。
And then Jesus summarized the Ten Commandments into one verse.
然后耶稣就把十诫，总结为一句话。
Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength, and with all of your mind, and love your neighbors as yourself.
把十诫总结成一句话，就尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，也要爱人如己。
God set the standard very high for holy living with our first generation ancestors.
其实神把这个我们活的标准设的这个标准非常非常的高。
And these Ten Commandments are still applicable to us.
这个十诫呢到现在还是也是能够应用到我们的生活中。
We're going to read from Exodus 20 the first time that they're mentioned in the Bible.
我们要读在出埃及记的二十章，也在我们的程序单上面，这是十诫第一次在圣经中所被记载下来。
And we'll go through the Ten Commandments and review them.
我们要一同来看十诫当中讲的是什么。
So, chapter 20, verse 1, it says, And then God spoke all of these words, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery.You shall have no other gods before me.
出埃及记二十章一到三节，神吩咐这一切的话，说：“我是耶和华你的神，曾将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来。除了我以外，你不可以有别的神。”
So the first commandment is, "You shall have no other gods before me." That includes, but is not limited to.Your spouse, your children, your job, your school, and even your ministry. None of those things should be more important to you than God is.
所以十诫的第一条就是说除了我以外不可以有其他的神。那不仅仅不限于你的家庭、你的丈夫、你的工作、你甚至你的教会中的事工，这些都不应该比神更重要。
What is it that we put as more important in our lives than God?
我们在我们的生活中有没有把什么东西放得比神更重要呢
？The second commandment says, "You shall not make for yourself an idol in any form of anything in heaven above or on earth, beneath or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I am the Lord your God. I am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sins of the fathers." To the third and fourth generation of those who hate him, but showing love to 1,000 generations for those who love me and keep my commandments.
出 衰竭记第四到第六章这样说，十诫中的第二条，不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可做什么形象，仿佛上天下地和地底下水中的百物，不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他，因为我耶和华你的神是忌邪的神，恨我的我必追讨他的罪，自父及子直到三四代，爱我守我诫命的我必向他发慈爱直到千代。
So you shall not make for yourself a carved image. An idol can be anything or anyone you worship and give more importance to than God.
所以我们不可以为自己雕刻形象，那这个形象呢，是所有的，就如果我们觉得比神更重要的东西，那都不可以。
If something or someone has your attention or affection, it has your worship.And it could be an idol in your life.
如果其他的人，如果你会很爱慕其他的人，或者会很在意其他的人，这其实你已经有点点崇拜他了。那这样可能他就会成为你生命中的一个偶像。
Think of it this way: How much time do we spend with God in comparison with our TV, our smartphone, our iPad, our computer, our Facebook, our education?And all of the other stuff in life, do we spend a lot more time with that in comparison to the time we spend with God?
那想一想，那跟你花时间跟与神相处的时间相比，有没有花很多时间在看电视、在看平板电脑、看你的手机和看一些其他的事情上面呢？
So I'm not saying those are bad things. What I'm saying is, do they take precedent over your life, in your life, over God?
我并没有说这些事情并不重要，而我说的是，这些事情跟神相处的时间相比，它有没有比神更重要呢？
So we want to make sure that we give God the same amount of time as we give that other stuff.
所以我们想要给神同样的时间，就像我们给其他时间一样。
The third commandment says, "You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God."For the Lord will not hold anyone guiltless who misuses His name.
十诫的第三诫就说不要妄称耶和华你们神你的名。
In other words, it says you should not use the name of the Lord in vain.
就是不要妄称耶和华神你的名。
We need to treat God's name with respect.
我们要称神的名的时候，我们一定要尊敬的称。
We don't want to take it lightly and disrespect God's name.
我们不可以随便的用而不尊重神。
Because the importance of God's name, it should always be spoken with honor.
因为神的名是非常重要的，那每次我们提到神的名，都一定要很尊敬的去称。
Even when somebody cuts us off while we're driving, or even when our children or our spouse get us upset.
所以即使是有人可能超我们的车或者我们的配偶对我们很凶，那就说你也不可以称神的名。
So honor the Lord God's name.
所以要尊敬神的名。
And then commandment number four says, Remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God.On it you shall not do any work, neither you or your son, nor your daughter, nor your maidservant, nor your manservant, nor your animals, nor aliens living with you within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that is in him, but he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blesses the Sabbath day and he makes it holy.
So,出埃及记第八章到十一章，二十章第八节到十一节，十诫的第四诫，当纪念安息日，守为圣日，六日要劳碌做了一切的工，但第七日是向耶和华你的神当守的安息日。这一日，你和你的儿女、仆婢、牲畜，并与城里积聚的客旅，无论何工都不可做，因为六日之内，耶和华造天地海和其中的万物。第七日便安息，所以耶和华赐福与安息日，定为圣日。
So let's remember, like you are doing today, keeping the Sabbath day holy. There's an interesting fact in the America church today that the average person goes to church only 2 times a month.
所以就像你们今天所做的，我们星期日要来到教会来敬拜神。那其实有一个很有趣的一个事实是，大概平均来说，美国人他们一个月只有两次回来教会。
However, we know God says to keep the Sabbath, and there's 4 weeks, sometimes 5, in a month that we should be going to church.
但是我们要记得，在十诫第四诫说要当纪念安息日，守为圣日。那有的时候一个月有四个星期或者五个星期日，我们都要来到神的殿中来敬拜他。
God knows how important it is to have a day set aside to worship Him and a day to get rest.
神他知道这个是非常重要的，就是这一天我们要分别为圣来敬拜他，也同时也能够有好的休息。
These first four commandments have to do with spiritual law. They are in relationship, our relationship to God.
这前四个四诫都是跟与属灵的诫章。
They show how we would love and respect God our Father.
这都跟神的灵有关系，也让我们怎么样能够更爱神。
The last six commandments have to do with how we relate to other people.
这剩下的六个戒条都是说我们怎么样跟人处理关系。
The fifth commandment says, honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God has given you.
第五戒说，当孝敬父母，使你日子在耶和华你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
Honor your mother and father so that you may live long. This is the only commandment that has a promise added to it.
所以当尊敬父母，这个是唯一一个带着应许的诫命，因此你可以在世上活长寿。
God says we will live long if we respect our parents.
神说如果我们尊敬父母，我们可以在世上长寿。
Which means speaking politely to them, respecting them, even when we find it difficult to do that.
这个就意味着我们要跟他们说话的时候要尊敬着说话，虽然有的时候你可能会发现比较困难这样做。
Parents have a special place in God's heart.
父母在神的心目中是有些特别的位置。
Because they set the tone for how we will love God our Father.
因为他设定了一个。
Commandment number six says,
在第六戒说
You shall not murder.
你不可以杀人。
You shall not murder students in school, people in theaters, runners in marathons,
你不可以
people in private places or public places.
你不可以在学校中杀人，在电影院杀人，可以别人在跑马拉松快结束的时候你把他们杀掉，那你也不可以在公共场所或者私人场所杀人。
We see a lot more of that.On TV, don't we?
我们看的越来越多了，在电视上看的越来越多这样的事情，是吗？
And I know all you fine Christian people in this room would never do that.
我知道很多人他们是不会这样做的。
However, we need to think. Sometimes the words that come out of our mouth can kill somebody's soul.
但是我们要记得，有的时候我们口中所出的话可能会伤害别人的灵魂。
So we need to be cautious of how we might murder somebody.
所以我们要小心，我们怎么要小心，要注意，千万不要伤害别人。
The seventh commandment says, "You shall not commit adultery."
第七戒说不可奸淫。
Okay, that's pretty straightforward, right?
这好像非常非常的直白清楚吗
？You keep your bed pure.
你要把你的床要很。纯洁。
If you are not married, your bed is for your spouse.
如果你现在还单身的话，你的床是为了你将来的配偶的。
You keep your bed pure until you have a spouse.
你在你的床，你要把你的床变得保持它纯洁，直到你有一个配偶为止。
If you are married,
如果你已经结婚了
，only your spouse should be in your bed.
只有你的配偶可以躺在你的床上。
God forbids sex outside the bounds of marriage.
神他禁止婚姻以外的性行为。
The eighth commandment says, "You shall not steal."
第八诫说不可以偷盗。
So we might not be stealing the paper clips at the office, or cheating on our taxes, or cheating on any school tests, but are we stealing from God?
我们可能不会在办公室拿一些文具回形针，或者我们没有报税的时候不会去偷报税。那但是我们有没有去从神那边偷东西呢？
Are we tithing our first fruits?And giving 10% to God, as He asks us to do.
我们有没有照着神所吩咐我们的，把我们的收入的十分之一献上给神？
And commandment number 9 says, "You shall not give false witness against your neighbor."
第九诫说不可以作假见证陷害人。
That means we shouldn't gossip, tell half truths, tell little white lies, or even stretch the truth.
那就意味着我们不可以去到处传一些诽谤的话，扭曲事实，有时候只讲一半真理，或者讲一些白色的谎言。
And the tenth commandment says, "You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or maidservants, or manservants, his ox, his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor."
第十诫说，不可贪恋人的房屋，也不可以贪恋人的妻子、仆婢、牛驴。
So you should not covet means you should not be jealous or want that.
不可贪恋的意思是说你不可以变得嫉妒或者想要一些东西。
Don't be jealous of your friend's clothes or their spouse or their car or their jewelry or their job or their English or their grades or their education.
所以你千万不要嫉妒你的朋友他的妻子他的衣服他的教育他的说英语文说不定很好他的工作他的所有的一些东西都不要嫉妒
Every time we compare ourselves to our neighbors we are coveting we are getting jealous of what our neighbor has
所以每一次我们把我们自己跟我们的邻舍跟我们的旁边的人比较的时候其实我们已经开始贪恋别人的东西了
But what we should do instead is being focused on the blessings that God has given us and be content with those blessings.
我们需要做的事呢就是要专注于神所给我们的祝福。
So these are the Ten Commandments and they were designed to guide Israel into a life of practical living.
所以这以上就是十诫这十诫是神给以色列人让他们做一个圣洁的生活所吩咐的。
And these laws are still good for us today because it will focus and help us focus on where we might have sin in our life.
这些实践呢，其实今天还非常的适用于我们生活中，也让我们能够警察我们跟神的关系，过一个圣洁的生活。
God has set a high standard for holy living.
神他其实对圣洁的生活起了设置了一个非常高的一个标准。
And the Israelites, when they heard them, they vowed that they were going to follow them.
当以色列人刚刚听到这个十诫的时候，他们就宣誓啊，我们一定要这样做，我们会这样做的。
However, within 40 days, they were building idols and compromising God's standards.
但是呢，到四十天之后，他们就开始建造偶像，就开始不听神的话。
So if we really think about it,Are there areas in our life that we need to work on?
所以我们要想一想，在我们的生命中，在我们的心里，是不是有些地方我们可以能够努力提高的改进？
I know going through these myself, I saw areas that I needed to work on.
我知道，当我们一起读这十诫的时候，在我自己的心中都找到了一些地方还不完全。
Areas where I would not be living to that highest.Standard of God's values.
有些地方我还没有活到神的那么高的要求的标准。
The question is, are we trying to mold God into our standards, or are we allowing God to mold us into His standards?
这问题就在于我们愿不愿意让神来在我们身上做工，让我们能够改变自己，能够活出神的样式。
God didn't set up this system to catch us doing something bad.But in fact, he set up the system to catch us doing something good.
神他其实并没有设立这样的一个系统，让 抓了一些坏人，但相反的，他其实是要让我们能够做好人。
He's teaching us how to be holy people, a special treasure.
他教导我们怎么样能够成为一个圣洁的民、圣洁的子民、好的人。
But there's something that's very important here that we need to know.
但是有一些东西我们是非常重要需要知道的。
Just like the Israelites, we cannot do it.
就像以色列人一样，我们其实没有办法做到这些。
And God knew that that was going to happen.
那神也知道，其实我们没有办法做到这些。
And He sent His Son Jesus Christ as a sacrifice for those sins, for those times we don't live by the Ten Commandments.
所以神差他的独生爱子耶稣基督来到这世上，为我们的罪。
God knew that we would fail. And so he set a plan in place to redeem our failure.
神知道我们没有办法做完全，所以他就赐下独生子来赎我们的罪。
So God reveals to the Israelites, to you and to me, how to live by God's values.
所以神就展现给以色列人，也同时也展现给你和我，怎么样能够活一个圣洁的生活。
He taught the Israelites so that they would be set apart and that they would look different to other people.
他把以色列人分别为圣，所以以色列人就跟其他世界上各个民族就不一样。
He gave them those Ten Commandments so that as they are set apart, other people would see them and through them, they would come to know God the Father.
他让以色列人分别为圣，让大家其他的民族看他们不一样，然后通过看以色列人，别其他的民族就能够认识神。
So here's our challenge today.
这就是我们今天的挑战的地方。
Are we living by God's standards, by His holy living, so that people we encounter will see Him and want to know who God is?
我们今天有没有活一个圣洁的生活，以至于我们旁边的人看着我们的行为，就能够知道神是那么圣洁吗？
By the way we live, are we living different so we reflect God to other people?
我们有没有活出一个跟其他世上的人不一样的生活？
The one and only true God.
以至于我们世人能够通过我们的行为能够看到我们这唯一的真神。
Does our life engage every person that we come in contact with to want to become a passionate follower of Jesus Christ?
那我们身边的人我们是不是愿意去做一个耶稣，忠实良善的仆人，能够热心的跟随他
？If not, what needs to change?
如果我们不是的话，那什么需要改变呢
？Remembering Jesus' sacrifice on the cross and the power of the Holy Spirit, it is only by Him that we can be changed.
记得耶稣他为我们死在十字架上，那只有通过他，我们才能够改变这些。
He can transform our lives.So that we live holy and pleasing lives to honor God the Father.
只有耶稣能够改变我们，我们只有通过他才能够过一个圣洁的生活。
We just need to obey His principles and allow Him to change us.
我们需要做的就是去遵循他的旨意，他的规矩，然后让他来改变我们的生活。
And as we think about that, we're going to go into a time of communion.
那就我们在思想这些话的时候，我们就开始过，就准备圣餐。
If the ushers want to come forward. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.He wanted us to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength.
耶稣对我们有很高的标准，希望我们用尽心、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
Jesus knew more than we do about God because He lived with God the Father.
耶稣比我们更加的了解父神，因为他与父神同在。
And He died on the cross because He did not want anybody to not live.
他死在了十字架上，因为他不希望其他的人没有办法与神同在。
God gave us the Ten Commandments to live by.
神给了我们十诫，让我们去遵行。
God knew we wouldn't be able to follow those plans correctly.
神也知道我们没有办法完全的遵行时间。
God sent His Son on earth to die on the cross.
神赐给了他的独生爱子来到这世上，为我们死在十字架上。
And by doing that, He paid the penalty for our sins.
那这样做，神的爱子耶稣基督就为我们的罪付上了代价。
And because He paid the penalty for our sins,
因为他为我们的罪付上了代价，
we will not be separated from God.
我们就不会与神隔绝。
Like we deserve to be.
我们是这样的，我们其实应该是要与神隔绝，如果按照我们的罪行的话。
So as we prepare to take communion,
当我们开始准备我们圣餐的时候，
think about what we did to put God on that cross.
想想我们做了什么事呢，以至于神耶稣基督会为我们死在十字架上。
And what Christ did because He loved us so much.
但因为神这么爱我们，所以他为我们死在十字架上。
And the good news is by believing in Jesus Christ.
这好消息是，如果我们能够相信耶稣基督，
we are able to stay in communion with God our Father.
我们就能与神同在。
In Scripture it says, the Lord, on the night that He was betrayed, He took the bread.When He gave thanks, He broke the bread and He said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开，说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为了是纪念我。
And when we take and eat, remember what Jesus did for us.
当我们吃这个饼的时候，记得耶稣为我们做了什么。
In the same way, Jesus took the cup. This is the cup of my new covenant. In my blood, do this whenever you drink of it, and remember me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink from this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death.
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为了是纪念我。
And as we drink from this cup, remember what Jesus did for you and me.
当你每次喝这杯的时候，记得主为我们做的。
And He says that until He comes in glory again.
他就说这句话，直到他再来。